Hey, Miss Lady. The kids in my community flag me down as I pull into the parking lot. Can you help us with our kite? The anxious and curious faces were too precious to deny. Quickly, I put my stuff up, change into kite clothing, and dash outside. 7 children, 4 boys and 3 girls. The boys asked for help too. The girls argued they asked me first. The fixes were simple. Patience to remove a tiny knot out of the string from the girls' group, and a strategically placed piece of tape for the boys. Can you make it fly? Oh boy, thinking this requires running. I laugh. Yeah, well, okay. By the grace of God, gushes of wind, and perfect timing, little did I know, I was teaching and being prepped to preach. Later that week, one of the kids knocked on my door to tell me Arlo died. Who's Arlo? It was a spider. One of the kids intentionally stepped on it, and the crew was upset. They asked if we could have a funeral. We found a nice spot under a tree away from the soccer kickball area. Sitting and encircled in the site, I asked if anyone had anything to say. A 6-year-old said, "He's in a better place." A 9-year-old then said, "He was a cool dude." And the 8-year-old concluded with, "He's with God." We paused to respect her words and the serenity of the moment. Our relationship grew. The crew, their nickname, shares ideas, includes me for hide and seek tag. They said I was fast. I say longer legs. God is planting seed and watering these kids. They are growing, and ministry is happening with their parents. Francis of Assisi said, "Preach the gospel at all times. Use words if necessary." When the disciples rebuked the children, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Matthew 19:14. Heavenly Father, teach us how to be kind to kids in your command to love and consider our little ones. Increase our patience for interruptions. Decrease our negativity and will to always say no. Release our heart for the things that matter in your heart. This is my prayer today, as I hear the children say, "Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so." Amen.
Sheila Agnew is a believer, business owner, author, and more. Modeling love for God and others